95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
That little song right there would have fit on our Gimme 5 yesterday. It was Colorful Song Titles.
That is correct.
We're doing Colorful Bands today.
Colorful band names?
Yeah, five of them.
Okay.
If we can come up with that many. If not, I guess we should just go home and go to sleep.
Well, we take suggestions, though, as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. All right.
As much as you want to go home and go to sleep.
That's my goal. That's what I'm angling towards.
We are going to talk today in a little bit more detail about the South African pastor who farts on his congregation.
Now, you say that like it's something unusual, like it doesn't go on in most churches.
It's how he blesses them with the Holy Spirit.
And this is new to you? You haven't heard of this
before?
I've
not heard of it.
Huh.
No.
Huh. I wonder if anyone else has.
People dress up and go to church and then lay down on the stage.
I see.
And then this guy sits on their faces.
No.
and in quotes, blesses them.
That is not a blessing. It's the exact opposite. 180 degrees opposite.
Have you heard of putting mayonnaise in your coffee?
I've heard of putting lots of weird things in my coffee. Not that.
All right, we're going to talk about that in the 4 o'clock.
I take it black, like my men.
We need to send our intern,
Eden.
Where's our friend? Producer. Emo?
Oh, our producer. Oh, yeah.
Whoever works for us.
Sure,
we need to send them to get some...
Nobody.
Oh, that's right. We don't have anyone.
That's you and me. That's it.
And on Gimme 5 today, it's Colorful Band Names.
What? I think I heard that somewhere before.
Yes? Is it not?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You just said that. All right.
Yeah, no, I didn't. You dreamt it.
Plus, you know, Disney.
California Adventure. Woo!
Yes. Coming up later on this hour, 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Disney tickets on the way, but not yet.
Very soon. Not this moment, though.
Let's talk about Knott's Berry Farm and the little light sparring that went on there.
Michael was telling us about
Michael
this
Snyder,
yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think
he was involved, wasn't he? Wasn't he the one
I don't
who
think he threw the first punch,
for
but
getting...
he did get arrested. That is true.
Oh, Michael.
I have heard
for
that.
For shame.
Here is the report from Channel 7.
Yeah, police are saying that people had called in to 911 saying that there was a shooting at Knott's Berry Farm, but police say there was no shooting in the park today, but rather multiple fights.
That's some amazing audio right there.
Yeah, it's good.
Now you're looking at this video. This is from just outside of the park from cell phone footage showing a big crowd gathering there in that parking lot. Based on Knott's Berry Farm's website, today was a summer night, meaning the park would typically close at 11 p.m. Instead, the park tells us that they closed 3 hours early due to unruly behavior and altercations involving a number of teenagers. We talked with a mother and her daughter who explained what they saw.
All right, hold on. This is one of my pet peeves.
What?
TV always needs to talk to bystanders about what they saw.
Supposedly innocent bystanders.
And they could be knowledgeable. They could have not seen anything. Doesn't matter.
Got to have the sound bite.
Channel 7 will interview anybody. Well, and if they interview you, they will air it.
All of them will. Anybody will.
All of the stations. That's true.
Yes.
That is true.
Because you just have to have someone who is on the scene, even if they really didn't say
okay, so
anyone.
I want you to listen closely to this mom.
Okay.
As she gives us a firsthand account
of the melee.
Of the mayhem that was going on.
Okay.
I saw a bunch of people running out, and then that's what triggered me, and I'm like, what's happening? And so I asked more people, and they're like, oh, there was a possible shooting.
Okay.
I wonder how that could have happened with all the metal detectors.
Okay, that's her firsthand account. Some people were running by, and I said, what's happening?
Yeah. That's what triggered her curiosity.
How does that help?
Well, I wonder what's going on, she suddenly thought.
Then.
But that's an amazing account. It's like she saw the Hindenburg disaster.
She really did.
And explained it just like that guy on the radio.
It was really, really.
I was there when she was saying
it. It was a descriptive interview, and we thank her for that. This is her daughter who actually saw a lot more.
Okay. Yeah.
I just seen like people fighting and hitting security, and like I see people on the floor. Well, I seen someone on the floor bleeding, and like it was like a riot. Like it was bad. Wow. Yeah, I was scared.
All right, so she saw pretty much everything.
Yeah. I do like the way she said bad. I enjoyed that.
It was bad.
It was bad.
She saw everything. Yeah. She saw a security guard on the ground. She saw people throwing punches and everything else. And it made me think. Mom was nowhere near her daughter.
Oh, you're right. She was probably in one of the shops grabbing stuff. Smashing and grabbing.
And her daughter was across the park because listen to the mom's description again.
I saw a bunch of people running out, and then that's what triggered me. And I'm like, what's happening? And so I asked more people, and they're like, oh, there was a possible shooting. I wonder how that could have happened with all the metal detectors.
I mean, I gotta say, though, this is the typical, oh, mom, nothing made sense. What you said, you've been telling me over and over again what we just saw, and then they stick the mic in your face and you freeze up.
But why did
they?
Why
put her on the air?
That's my point. Have they ever interviewed somebody and not aired it? The answer is no.
That's true.
The answer is no. Kind of gone down a rabbit hole.
Oh, really?
Last couple days.
Over what? I do that all the time. What's your latest subject?
South African pastor that farts on his followers.
Oh, right.
Claiming that the bizarre ritual can help cure any spiritual problem.
I'm leaning towards not totally believing that. In fact, not believing it at all. What do you think?
Oh, I think it's real. Yeah, this guy's farting on his people.
Well, that's good.
So he's dressed up for church, and he has a microphone.
Uh-huh.
And another guy is dressed up and walks up to the stage and lays down on his back, and then this guy sits on
the
his face.
The preacher sits on this guy's face, the congregation member.
Yes.
Has Howard Stern heard about this?
Because I don't know.
It's infringing on Fart Man, it sounds like to me.
Well, listen, I don't know what to expect from this guy, but we do have him on the phone.
What?
If you want to talk to him.
Yeah. Sure. Hello?
God bless.
Go straight to the horse's mouth.
As it were.
I don't like being called a horse. Ha, ha, ha. That is American humor. American humor. I spent some time in the United States, but I'm from Africa.
That makes a little sense. So did this idea maybe come to you here in these United States, perchance?
No. It's something that I know it, how you say, seems funny, but it's very real. I have very divine powers.
It seems entirely fake, if you don't mind my saying so.
It seems fake to you. You're saying
I'm saying your farts are no...
You're saying I am a charlatan. You're saying I am someone who does not have divine butt pipe.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, that kind of nails it, if you will. But
yes,
yeah.
I am. Although that's a good band.
I would love to find out. Would you, if you're ever here in the U.S. again, be able to sit upon Kevin's face and give a blow and see what happens?
I want you to stop talking and listen to me right now.
Okay. Sorry. All right. Go ahead.
There is a leper, a young child standing in front of me right now. Mm-hmm. He has had his face burned. Watch. Listen. I'm going to cure him.
Okay.
He looks like a model.
He looks like a model?
Wow, that was quick.
So it actually changed the kid's looks as well?
Yep. You can see, and his arm grew back.
And his arm grew back.
Wow, can we talk to him?
Watch. Listen.
Okay.
There's a fat bitch right in front of me. Watch. She's thin.
Can we talk to her?
Don't move. Don't move.
Do you okay.
Hello, I am fat. Now I am thin.
Not anymore. We heard that you were thin.
Yeah, and you're hot. And your arm grew back or something.
I said, now I am thin. I was fat. Bitch. Gotcha. Now I'm no longer fat. Bitch.
Okay. All
right. With an extra arm or something.
Thanks for confirming that.
All right, everyone. Oh, my gosh. I am in presence of celebrity. Hello. I am Stevie Wonder. I am blind musician. I can't believe I'm here with famous pastor. Oh, that's right, Stevie Wonder. Don't move. Oh, my gosh. Me, Stevie Wonder, can see now.
Wow!
Oh, my gosh. My eyeballs are working so good because he gave me holy butt fumes.
Is anyone else other than us skeptical?
Really, you're still asking questions?
Yeah, I'm still...
I just made a leper grow back
Stevie
limbs.
Stevie Wonder can see.
A fat bitch is thin.
And most importantly.
Why must you debate anything?
Okay,
why must you doubt my power?
I apologize.
Oh my gosh. There's a lady here who says she cannot have baby.
Right.
She's...
That's really not how it works.
Oh my gosh. She's pregnant. Oh my gosh. She's giving birth.
Did you say she's giving birth right now?
Hello, I'm baby, I just came out of belly.
Alright, this is weird.
Yeah, this is very weird, I like it.
In the last 5 minutes, I have wrangled up some coffee, And then I went into the hallway and I said, hey, I know this is going to sound crazy, but does anyone have some mayonnaise?
You were asking out in the hallway from the four radio stations in this building if there's mayonnaise
anywhere
here. If
anyone had
here.
Some mayonnaise.
Did anyone come up with it?
There were three people in that conversation, one of them that I didn't know.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, yeah, I have some.
He has mayonnaise.
Yeah, so I brought it in.
You did indeed? Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, so coffee?
So I have a cup of coffee and I have mayonnaise.
And you brought me a nice cup of coffee as well. It's actually pretty tasty, I have to say. I love black coffee. How do you drink your coffee usually?
Chocolatey, anything sweet. Okay. Chocolate, not cappuccino type thing.
I just drink it straight,
but
man.
This is just straight coffee like yours.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to try it, but then you're going to have to try it. What we're talking about is...
Tell the kids.
This is a tweet that I will retweet in a second from at the Kevin Ryder. Have you ever had mayonnaise with your morning coffee?
Like in your coffee?
Mayonnaise.
In your coffee.
University...
No, I have not.
...of Kentucky football quarterback Will Levis.
So you're taking advice from someone from Kentucky first out the gate. Okay.
That's shaky. Yeah, agreed. But he's a football player and he's in pretty good shape. So clearly he doesn't have this every day.
Okay.
But he has a container of mayonnaise and he squeezes about...
Yeah.
7 or 8 blobs.
A lot. It's a big cup of coffee, but not huge.
This is a 10-ounce cup of coffee that I have here.
It's probably about the same amount of coffee he had, and he just bloop, 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 bloop.
About 8 of them.
But, dude, I'm looking at this bottle of mayonnaise, this jar of mayonnaise you brought here, and it's expired in March of this year.
Yeah, that's it doesn't bother me that much. It's March of this year. It's probably fine.
I tend to agree with that. It is an egg product, so I'm sure it's fine.
All right, so I have a little spoon.
Yep.
So how much of a spoonful should I take to equal one of his...
Well, that's a good squirt right there.
Right,
I don't know if I would do... How many are you going to do? I mean, this is a taste test. It's a taste test Thursday, so
three,
maybe...
Three.
Wow.
Four.
Okay, all right.
Five.
Yes.
This is gross. Six.
Wait, that's it. That's good, because he did six.
He did 7 or 8.
I look like 6 to
All right, I'll do 6.
Okay.
I'm fine with just
here,
speaking.
Do that to me, man.
Oh, you want that?
My coffee, man.
All right.
I want that.
Oh, this is so gross. And then we'll take your calls.
But maybe it's delicious. You know, I don't...
At 818...
Think that...
955-KLOS. What do you put in your coffee? 818-955-KLOS. I'm not a coffee person, so I don't really...
I'm 100% a coffee person, but I always drink it black, but I've heard of all sorts of weird things to put in it.
Well, that's what we're going to talk about.
You're
going to
mix that up really good. I saw he mixed it up crazy good.
Okay. Looks...
Stirred it like crazy.
It really looks... I'm going to let you stir it, and I want you to film what it looks like inside the cup. Because it's nasty.
We got to also remember it's probably...
Two words, nasty.
It's probably... it is expired.
It is expired, but that's never stopped me. I mean, come on.
You know when you pour milk in and it curdles?
Yeah, but it smelled like it was fine.
Yeah.
And I'm mixing mine up, too.
I'm also spilling it.
Oh, it seems like it's breaking up into the coffee.
It is breaking up.
So that's good.
You're breaking up.
All right, we're going to try it, and then we'll take your calls at 818-955-KLOS. What do you put in your coffee?
Do you put mayonnaise?
Have you ever tried mayonnaise, and would you?
Take a sip, take a smell of that before you... What do you think?
It doesn't smell good.
It does.
It doesn't make me love it.
All right, on the count of three. 3, 2, 1. Oh, I don't hate that. Oh, you hate that. Wow, you really hate that.
That's
hilarious.
Wow, that's bad. You don't like...
I don't dislike that too much. I don't love it, but I'm not hating it.
Oh, man.
I'm not so bad with it.
Oh, no. That makes me want to puke.
You know, it's not spoiled, so it's not that. You just don't like the mayo.
It's terrible.
I think it's pretty good.
Oh, my God.
I would never do it again, but I think it's pretty good.
That is awful. Also, that's awful. 818-955-KLOS. What do you put in your coffee? Call now. Thank God I have something else to wash that down with.
Yeah, you know, it was the aftertaste of mayonnaise in my coffee that's starting to catch up with me a little.
It's
not quite as good.
University of Kentucky's quarterback does this. He drinks mayonnaise in his coffee and like 8 full squeezes of mayonnaise. It's gross.
And this is 4-month expired mayonnaise.
Listen, maybe that's part of the problem. I don't know for
Could
sure.
Be.
He was like, it's out of date in March. And I said, all right, I don't care.
Yeah, we're still going to try it. And I'm like, okay, I'm on board. I don't care.
All right, KLOS, what do you put in your coffee?
Yeah, but I mix mine with cream of wheat, butter, and sugar. Oh, my God, it's a bomb.
Cream of wheat?
And butter and sugar and coffee. Sugar. So you're just getting breakfast. Like, you're just blowing through breakfast in one big gulp.
None of that sounds bad to me. It sounds
it doesn't sound too bad.
It sounds like that's all good.
And you can drink it through a... You can drink it like a hot mole.
Right. Thanks for calling. It's kind of like what you probably do as the morning you hung over. You just barely get downstairs and get that.
Yeah, that's probably true.
And hello, KLOS.
Hello, KLOS. This is Kevin. Sluggo, right?
Yes. Do you put weird things in your coffee?
I do. Not every day, because usually I'm up at dark 3 in the morning.
That sucks.
You're a blender. Yeah.
So what do you put in? What's the weirdest thing that you put in?
It's actually butter. It's Kerrygold, the Irish butter.
Well, that's two butters in a row. The other one had milk and cream of wheat, though.
Usually I put chocolate almond milk, but on days when I don't have to go to work, it'll be butter coffee.
Hmm.
It's good for your brain. There's studies done that's supposedly good for your brain.
I was talking with my woman about that, and she said that's a very keto thing. That's a keto diet thing, that they would just put butter in the coffee.
Hmm.
And it was
it adds to the whole concept of appetite suppressant plus the fat.
That'll work.
Butter.
The mayo in the coffee will definitely suppress your appetite.
Do not do the mayo.
That sounds horrible.
It is horrible.
Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS. Weird stuff
you put in your coffee. We tried mayonnaise in coffee because there's a quarterback from the University of Kentucky.
Who swears by it. Yeah.
And there's a video of him with a whole bottle of mayonnaise and just squeezing.
Yeah, I was amazed how much he was shooting in there.
Yes.
Then
mixed it up and drank it, and we tried it here, and it's really nasty.
You know what I am going to do? I have mayonnaise at home all the time because I love it. I will try this again with fresh mayonnaise at home, and I'll get back to you because
Instead of the outdated mayonnaise that we used?
The 4 or 5 month outdated sitting outside.
Part of the problem.
It was not cold.
It was warm.
Yeah, I was just sitting on someone's desk here.
That's true. All right, so for you coffee people, what do you put in your coffee?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing well, except for the mayonnaise and the coffee thing.
The rotten mayonnaise.
Nasty.
Yeah. What do you put in your coffee?
I put French vanilla and chocolate.
That sounds great.
Yeah, you two are on the same page on that.
French vanilla and chocolate.
I don't like it sweet, man. I just want it to punch me in the face in the morning.
Syrup.
Chocolate syrup.
Oh, that's
syrup.
Good. I like the chocolate
syrup.
Don't
have that, use a bag of cocoa.
Mm. I like the way you think.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling. That's a kind of normal. That's kind of sense.
I have to say,
I didn't hate the mayonnaise as much as I thought I would.
But you started hating it.
Yeah, I did start hating it. It started creeping back up.
Yes, it came back.
Like about 3 minutes later,
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good, thank you. What do you put in your coffee?
You know those little liquor store bottles of Jack Daniels?
Jack Daniels. Little liquor bottles of
Jack Daniels. No, that totally makes
sense. Jack Daniels.
Yeah. Baby bottles of booze.
And I'd have like 3 or 4 cups of coffee a bit. And then thinking about it, like all these people are like, wow, he's so nice. He's so sweet. And,
like, well, you got a nice combo plate going there, you know? It chills you out and it speeds you up and, it puts you in a good mood.
Yeah, man. It definitely helps get through freaking reset.
I hear you, man. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
What do you put in your coffee?
You need a palate cleanser. How do you get mayonnaise coffee out of your mouth?
I don't think we ever will.
It might be moving in.
It's a permanent thing. What do you put in your coffee?
Coffee.
You put coffee in your coffee.
That's it.
Oh, I put ginger.
Ginger. What about Marianne?
Crystallized ginger.
Ginger. Yeah. Interesting.
That's good for the stomach.
It's supposed to be good for the stomach, but doesn't it have a bad taste?
Yeah, no, it's a good taste.
And she tells me that the ginger is good for the blood flow.
Hmm. Well, there you go.
All right.
I'm peppy.
Would you would you try mayonnaise in your coffee?
No, I wouldn't try mayonnaise.
You're a wise man.
Yeah, smart.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for calling, man.
Smarter than we are.
Hello, KLOS.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, thank you. What do you put in your coffee?
Kahlua.
Yeah.
Kahlua. Okay.
And goat's milk.
What the hell is goat's milk?
That will give you such a good buzz in the morning.
Did you say ghost or goats?
Goats.
I thought you said ghost. I'm like, how do you milk a ghost?
Ghost milk is really, really rare.
If you can milk a ghost, you're better than I am.
Well, some people call me a ghost, but that's beside the point.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling, dude.
Great.
Thanks,
it's
man.
Great.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, all right. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Oh, my husband brings me this coffee in bed every morning, so I got to tell you. He puts sweetened condensed milk in the bottom, marshmallows on the top, then sticks it in the microwave and pulls it out later and tops it with soy foam. and then sprinkles.
Wow, he's like a total barista right there in your house.
And every morning, that's what I wake up to.
Wow. All right, I'm marrying him. I give up.
Is he available?
Stay here.
Yeah, hello.
Hey! Will you marry me?
It's your lucky day, Sluggo.
There'd have to be a couple questions before I go that far.
Fair enough.
Welcome to Easy 95.5.
You know, I think we should start speaking this way at all times. Unless you get some coffee with some mayo in it. Yes. That'll wake your ass up.
We tried coffee with mayo, and we are regretting it. And we're asking you what you put in your coffee. Hello, who's this? Where are you from?
Hey, this is Robert from Simi. Put Bailey's in it.
Bailey's,
yeah.
That is good.
Oh, yeah.
Seems to be a lot of drinkers.
Summer vacation ever, you like party all night, and you get up in the morning, you go to the bar, Bailey's and coffee.
A little hair of the dog-ish. A little more of a hair of the puppy, really, in that case.
Exactly.
Thanks, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yes.
Hi there. What do you put in your coffee?
How you doing? I put Grand Marnier, and then I put a little whipped cream on top.
What is Grand Marnier? I don't know what that is.
That's a liqueur.
Oh, it is. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
How do you not know that?
I know. Yeah. I failed. Boo.
Really good stuff. It's nice. Very addicting.
Oh, is it? Oh, wow.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, Bailey.
Yeah, more Baileys.
More Baileys.
I think we're into the booze now.
We're into the booze crowd, for sure. Give Me Five is a feature we do every day at 5 o'clock. It is five songs in a row with a theme, and today's theme is colorful band names.
Yeah, yesterday, colorful song titles. Today, we're switching to band. So what do you got for us? Be ready.
Give Me Five.
Five songs in a row.
Five songs in a row.
Logo. That is beautiful, man.
Five songs in a row with a theme. This day it is colorful band names.
Colorful band names. Yesterday it was colorful song titles.
Mm-hmm. He tried to say.
So if you have a suggestion, give us a call. 818-955-KLOS.
This is the White Stripes.
Usually I can talk with a throat lozenge in my mouth, but apparently not today, man.
That's kind of a disaster.
Yeah, shut your mouth. I blame the coffee from earlier with the mayo in it. Yeah. That's what's going on here. It. Oh, by the way, it's the KLOS free ride with little previews of jingles. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
And it's Gimme Five. KLOS, hello.
Hello. How you doing?
Good. It's our Gimme Five with colorful band names.
What do you got for us?
You got to go with Deep Purple. For sure.
I do believe, sir, you are correct. Who's this?
Mm-hmm. This is John Shields.
John, woman from Tokyo, scratched the itch for you for our colorful band name?
Oh, yeah. Well, anything from Tokyo would scratch my itch right now.
All right, we're getting your credit card number, and we will send her over in about half an hour.
Please bring this in, too. Send two.
It's Gimme Five. Five songs in a row at 5 o'clock with the theme, and today's theme is colorful band names.
And we're hoping you're paying strict attention because tomorrow at about 3 in the afternoon, we're going to ask you to tell us what these five songs were. And we got something kind of special for you. Nice if you can do that tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to give you the Disney California Adventure Park.
That's right. We're going to get a 4-pack of tickets tomorrow sometime after 3.
But you need all five of these songs.
You got to have all five of them. That'll be sometime after 3 tomorrow.
The theme, again, is colorful band names, and Carlos from Gardena wants to hear Green Day.
And this one is one of my favorites of theirs.
Green Day on 95.5 KLOS. Kevin and Sluggo.
So pretty at the end.
It's our Gimme Five with colorful band names. KLOS, hello.
I was thinking Pink Floyd, of course.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Definitely some Floyd.
Yes. So. Yes, absolutely. C. Thumbs up.
I'm thinking like something kind of chill, something mellow, something.
Sure. But yes.
From them.
But overall, yes.
Ethereal, like that song, like where you feel like you're in this zone or something.
Yeah.
You have to get a little high.
Yeah. For Pink Floyd. You're talking.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yep.
In that zone. And yep. It's awesome.
Yep.
Yep.
Your heart sounds strong, Kevin.
Thank you.
Sounds good.
That's talking.
Yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. This is Gimme Five. We played four songs. We need to take a break, but we played four songs. We have to finish on the other side of the break.
Exciting commercial messages. Number one coming up.
But keep paying attention because tomorrow at about 3:05, we're going to ask you for all five songs that we played today. And that will be a chance for you to get into KLOS's Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
Yeah, so pay close attention. We'll tell you what they were again in just a matter of moments when we play what is not really number one, but the last one of the Give Me Five today.
They're not in order.
Yeah. They're in no order.
Well, maybe they should be.
Yeah, they should be, but that's too much work. Screw that.
They're not.
Give me five.
Yeah!
We've played four.
We've only done four.
One more. Songs in a row with Kevin and Shlomo.
And those four songs were, do you remember what they were, young Kevin?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Well, you remember that number four, I don't know, I remember what number five was. White Stripes, Seven Nation Army.
Yes, correct.
Deep Purple, yep. Woman from Tokyo. Green Day, Hitchin' a Ride. Now, I hope you're paying all attention to all these because come Monday.
I can't win those tickets.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Well, then never mind. We won't say that Pink Floyd's Brain Damage was the last one we played before the
and
break.
And by come Monday, you mean tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. God. Can I just go home and lay down for a few weeks?
We're doing Gimme Five. It's five songs with a theme. The theme is colorful band names. And I think the dad may be coaching his kid here, KLOS.
Ask for a song.
Hello?
This is Alex.
Hi, Alex.
I have a song for the 5 at 5.
For Gimme Five.
Cool, yeah. What do you got?
Colorful band names is the theme. What do you got?
Black Sabbath, Iron Man.
Woo!
That's pretty great.
That's a done deal. Black Sabbath. We'll make that number one.
Yeah.
It's KLOS's Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
That's an amazing title. I like that name.
It's KLOS Summer Invasion. It's a four-pack of tickets to the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. It's happening on August 25th. Just you and other KLOS listeners.
And if you call right now, caller 13 818-955-KLOS.
We'll put you on that list.
Good luck.
That is KLOS favorite Dirty Honey. They are kicking off their California Dreamin' Tour next month, and tickets are available as we speak at dirtyhoney.com. KLOS, who's this?
This is Rick.
Rick, you're caller 13.
That is incredible. I've been trying for since you guys started this thing.
Well, it paid off.
That was like in 1811, if I remember right.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah, I've been a KLOS listener for, I don't know, about 30, 40 years, whatever it is now.
Thank you.
Hell yeah.
That's fantastic. This night is August 25th. You get a four-pack of tickets for KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
That is incredible, guys. I'm serious. I was just telling my wife, I said, I don't know if I'm ever going to get through.
Boom!
And then you did.
It's always when you're really sure it's never going to happen. Yeah. So go play the lottery.
It's only up to $630 million.
We've talked about this in the studio a couple times. We never had a teacher, you or I, Kevin, that we were hot for.
No.
We want to find out if there were, maybe, at some point. Not today.
I'm sure there are.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are, but there were none for me.
None.
Nope.
For you. None.
Nope. August 25th, KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. If you want to go, be caller 13 right now at 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. You'll win a four-pack of tickets to join us on August 25th. Good luck. We're giving away tickets right now for Disney California Adventure Park. KLOS, who's this?
Ray.
Ray, your caller 13.
Yes!
Nicely done. You've been trying to get these tickets for Disney California Adventure?
Oh, yeah, for the last 3 weeks.
Well, you got them. You got a four-pack of tickets to KLOS's Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park on August 25th. It's going to be only KLOS listeners. August 25th is the date, KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. We will take caller 13 right now at 818-955-KLOS for a four-pack of tickets so you can join us.
This is one of them things where the park is closed, ain't going to be anybody else in there except KLOS listeners. So call now.
818-955-KLOS. Good luck. KLOS, who's this?
This is Linda.
Linda, you're caller 13.
Woo! I'm so happy.
You just won a four-pack of tickets.
Woo! So excited.
Nicely done. Who are you going to bring?
I'm going to bring my husband, of course, and probably my brother.
What about your dog in the background?
Well, you know, I got too many of them. I got four. They have to go without me.
Do you need help?
Should we call 911?
Okay. Well, congratulations, Linda. Have a great time.
Oh, I'm so happy. Thank you so much. You guys are the best.
The Jimi Hendrix Experience started three nights in a row at Cafe Agogo in New York City on this day in rock in 1967. That place hosted a lot of amazing artists. Joni Mitchell played there, Howlin' Wolf, Muddy Waters, Cream, Jefferson Airplane. A little before that song came out on this day in rock in 1969, the Beatles started working on John Lennon's composition, Come Together, at Abbey Road Studio. The sheriff of Hawkins, Indiana, Jim Hopper, would be happy to hear that on this day in rock in 1973, Jim Croce's song Bad Bad Leroy Brown hit number one on the U.S. singles chart.